The problem with setting the total allowable catch based on maximum sustained yield is that all of the calculations are based on shaky science, or at least simplified science. Because for the vast majority of species, we have no idea how many fish are really there and know next to nothing about their reproductive habits, growth rates, and their ecology. In fact, often the best idea we have of a fish's population size is how many are being caught by fishermen. Furthermore, the population growth models used to calculate MSY, like those on the previous graph, are inherently oversimplified. For example, they don't account for what effect the fishing of other species might have on the target species. For example, if prey are being fished, the carrying capacity of the target species might actually be lower than you think. Also, growth curves don't take into account that fish species may change sex as they mature. They may start out as males when they're young and small and switch sex to females later in life when they're bigger, or vice versa. Since fishing tends to preferentially remove the biggest individuals from the population, that would lead to an overabundance of one sex and not enough of the other in this example. So that would skew the potential for the population to grow and to produce offspring. Another problem is that the number of individuals killed as bycatch in other fisheries is not taken into account when the tack is set. This means that more fish are actually killed than should be. Unfortunately, the people making the management decisions in fisheries are usually fishermen themselves, whose livelihoods depend on fishing. So there's very little incentive to set quotas lower than the estimated maximum yield as a precaution. If anything, quotas wind up being set too high for all the reasons I just discussed.